myself, Alderman Funkhauser, and Alderman Peers here, and staff. Citizens' comments, you said you hear on insurance, so does anybody object to him talking during the meeting when we discuss it? Minutes for correction approval. Any questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Can we move number 7 up?
Alright, Rob's got a nice memo in the packet on our health insurance and dental renewals. So vision and life are locked in from previous years. Generally, we were at flat rates year over year on health and dental. And so Jim Nessie, who's our broker on health insurance with Alliant, formerly Mesero, or is it Alliant Mesero now?
No.
Okay. Is here if you have any questions about the plan and kind of the renewal and what we did, but otherwise our staff recommendation is to keep the same health insurance and dental plan that we had the year before and kind of move forward from there. So, Jim?
Sure. So we did go out to market this year. We went to Aetna, Cigna, Humana, United Healthcare, the current carrier is Blue Cross Blue Shield. We did get a very favorable renewal. The initial renewal was 4%. We were able to get it down to just under current, so almost it was a pass, slight decrease on the medical this year. So no increase.
0.06 negative?
Yep.
All the rain.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
We like bringing negative renewals. That's good. And then, any questions on the medical?
All right, thank you.
You're good.
Looks good, really.
Yeah, I'm good.
I mean, the fact that we don't have a 20% increase.
Can we move it up forward to consent?
You can. Typically, I think we've approved it on the regular agenda because one of the components of the motion that we didn't have ready for the packet is the actual employee contribution rates.
Yeah.
The union ones are what they are because they're set by contract. The non-union ones last year, I think the recommendation at committee was to make those equal to the union ones, but we kept it at a slightly lower level. So we haven't discussed that or prepared a recommendation here. If the committee has feedback in preparation for our recommendation to City Council, that would be fine. It could stay the same as it was last year percentage, just leave that alone for a year. You could bump up the non-union ones slightly or make them equal. We haven't really talked about it at a staff level yet.
You want to bring it? So what do you two want to do?
I like the way we had it last year. Yes, or in the last term, I think if we keep it at that structure, that's fine. So
okay.
I was okay with it. But assume Jackie, she's the one that brought it forward, would be okay with that.
Okay.
Yours?
I'll be good then. I don't remember how we had it last year. That was
you don't remember?
Yeah.
Do you remember Bart by any chance?
It's, well, the union rates set by contract, if I remember correctly, are 12-17 split, Rob?
Is that right, yeah.
So employees pay 12% for HMO, 17% for PPO. And I think the non-union ones were 10 or 11, or were they below then for HMO? And then for PPO, they were, I want to say, like 12, 13, or 14. So they were a couple of percentage points below contribution rates. Do you have those there in front of you? Or?
I do. It looks like the employee only was 9%.
Okay.
Is kind of what you're saying.
Okay. So there was a 3 percentage point difference.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, keep it just the same. Mm-hmm. That kind of spread that we had.
So you want to move it forward then just on a regular agenda?
Yeah, unless if everybody really wants it on consent. So just typically it's been on the regular.
Regular.
Gotcha.
I'm sorry, it was 9 on the HMO, and Bert, you're right. It was 18 on employee only for the PPO, 15 employee spouse, 15 employee child, and 13 they have family.
Okay.
So that was the percentages, but.
Okay, yep. So it was a little different than across the board.
So HMO was 9 across the board, and then the PPO is a little bit different.
Okay.
Yep.
Sounds good. Okay, and we need that on next week's City Council agenda for approval, so it would be the 3/26 agenda. Thanks. Like that's it?
That's it.
Do you need, I'll have Pat reach out to Aaron or Rachel then for next week if someone needs to be there.
That'd be fine.
Okay.
Thanks.
Guys,
thank you.
Have a great night. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
All right. New business number 1, monthly budget reports and income statements.
Okay. It's a long budget report in your packet. And my computer's been a little slow, so I don't have my packet in front of me, so I'm going to do this by memory. Rob, are the Christmas sales shown in there or no?
No, that'll be next month.
Okay. So not in your packet are the Christmas consumer sales tax receipts. They were actually down a couple percentage points from last year, which is, you know, we always want to see growth in Christmas. But we did see pretty robust growth year over year in the November sales. So we think that some of those sales are shifting. People are buying a little earlier. But on the whole, we're tracking ahead of schedule on sales taxes for the first part of the year. And so 1 month of a reversal isn't necessarily a huge issue, in our opinion, yet. So we track that every month, so we'll see where that comes in at. I think our most recent modeling had it, when we factor in the Christmas sales, was it like $10,000 or $20,000 ahead of budget estimates?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, we're tracking about around 3% year over year increase. Yeah.
And we've budgeted for 2%, so that gives us some flexibility there too, so continuing to outperform. Other than that, if anybody has any questions about expenditures, but on the revenue side too, use tax, all of the other state sales tax or income tax distributions, those are actually beating budget estimates too. So that's a mix between IML's own estimate in trying to forecast those and then our own internal. So so those are seeming to be on the positive side.
Thing I've read. Did we ever figure out why that we were, you know, not doing as well and then all of a sudden went over? Why that spike ever happened? Like,
last year's mid-year drop.
Yeah.
And
then it came back up.
I didn't dive into it in depth, and some of that is like the detail that we get that we can't disclose comes like 6 months after the fact. So I don't know that you and I have sat down and talked about it since then. I think we threw out some guesses. You know,
right.
Maybe there was a couple stores that had missed and then posted, but we haven't verified.
Right, so they
yet.
May not have.
Right, I
don't
remember that's
what
we're
right.
on.
Yeah.
It's informational.
Mm-hmm.
New business number 2, monthly treasury report for February 2019.
Beginning fund balance of $11,544,948. Year-to-date revenues of $27,771,305. Year-to-date expenses of $26,332,547. For a projected ending fund balance of $12,983,707.
Any questions?
Nope.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those go to consent, correct?
Yeah, those will actually go to the next city council agenda for consent.
New business number 3, cash statements for January 2019.
This is just informational, as always, that our cash balance is on the first page and our investment balance is on the second.
Any questions on those? Next, new business number 4, bill payments. Any questions on those? Information? Okay, hearing none, moving on. New business number 5, monthly website reports for February 2019.
Yeah, Erin had prepared the report. It's in your packet. Can't open it in front of me, but she said that there wasn't anything of particular note other than, you know, we're trending upwards on followers on Twitter and Facebook in general over time, which is good. So we've been using that more and more, and I think people are responding to it. So,
any questions, comments? All right, it's information. Moving on. New business number 6, water, sewer, and road infrastructure fee renewal.
Okay, Rob's got a nice memo in the packet. This is a 1-year renewal of our water infrastructure, sewer infrastructure, and road infrastructure fees at the same rate that they were last year. It matches our fiscal year 20 budget proposal. In years past, we've talked about maybe eliminating the sunset clause and doing like a multi-year renewal of it. I think every time it's been proposed, it's immediately shot down. So our recommendation then is to just leave it in place for 1 year. So when you dive into the budget memo, there is some discussion in an items to note section about like that there's a chance that you could probably repeal or reduce some of these within a 5-year period. We just thought that it wasn't immediate, like next year, and so we didn't think that we wanted to have the conversation at least this year. you know, effectively, we haven't increased the dollar amounts since they were implemented, other than the one that we dropped down for a little bit and then it went back up. So, you know, you take inflation into account, you can say that the like the, you know, the value of that fee has decreased over time a little bit. So that's, you know, a little bit of a you know, consideration for people when they see that we have to renew this again. So with these fees, we're able to do a lot of water and sewer projects, road projects too. So things that we had previously fretted about for years and, you know, not understood how we could afford even the first Route 47 expansion project. You know, we're able to basically knock those capital projects off and, you know, add a bunch more to the list. So so that's the gist of the request.
Questions, comments?
My only comment is I do want to see this in the next, obviously not this budget cycle, but the next cycle,
yep,
5 years. I want to see this starting to try to reduce a little bit each year. It may not be much, but whether it's a quarter, 50 cents, still trying to provide our services and deal with our roads and sewers and that, but we're knocking off some of the major projects. Roads are always going,
sure,
to be there.
And right.
That number, I'd really like to see the roads budget getting bigger. But these other ones, we've ticked off so many of the big projects of water sewer.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can start to drop some of these. I know that there are a few big item pieces that are going to be out there,
yeah,
especially water. Yep. But it'd be nice to start to drop this a little bit. Even if it means roads comes up a little bit while we're dropping some of the other ones, just so that we can show there's movement. We're focusing this a little bit more,
yep,
precisely.
Yeah, depending on what happens with some developer obligations in both the water and sewer fund, which are going to come due within our five-year budget projection, and that's the reason for some of the fund balance in there. You know, immediately after that, and depending on what happens with that, you've got a lot of debt service that starts to fall off too. So I know that we've got, you know, regional water supply issues to deal with within like a 10-year time frame. But, you know, it's a very real possibility that your contract or your projects end up getting funded. Your debt service falls off, and you might be able to fund projects with cash at that point, so pay as you go, which is ideal because then you're not incurring interest or borrowing. So, yeah, I would say that it's very possible that you could show that next year.
Yeah, I definitely would like to be able to see that moving forward.
As you said last year, too, was that they should be coming out soon, right?
Correct. Yep.
We've got money budgeted for land act for the water. Whether it's land acquisition,
yeah,
investment onto,
mm-hmm,
a system, we have that in our budget right now. Just good.
Yeah, if that ends up getting scratched because we go with Lake Michigan or something else, mm-hmm, and you've got other ways to pay for it, I mean, that's $600,000 over a five-year period that you can,
right,
you know.
It's there.
Yep.
It's just reappropriating it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Parkway funds.
Except better. Yeah.
Do you have any questions or comments?
I don't.
This usually goes on just the regular agenda, correct?
I think in the past it's been a mix, consent or the regular. So it just depends on how comfortable you are with it. If the materials are ready to go, it can be on the next city council agenda. So it's just a matter of where.
How do you feel about it, Joe?
How do I feel about it? If we were lowering it or moving the money around, I would say not on consent.
We're not
but,
changing it, so.
Right.
Because we have, yeah.
Since this is a fee too, it can always be changed mid-year. So, you know, it just comes into effect for the next billing cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So you can amend your budget at any time and then decide to reverse it.
For the city?
I was going to do a bake sale.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So consent then?
Yeah. New business number 8, EEI hourly rate for FY 2020.
Okay, we approve these hourly rates each year. In general, this is another inflationary increase. Of note, our base level contract with EEI is set, I think it's at $240,000 or thereabouts. That hasn't changed year to year, so each year we get a few less hours out of it because the rates go up. But this is more important for developer reimbursed projects, road projects, and other things that we do by contract. so that we're not including that with each one. So in the past, we've said, you know, we budget for employee staff, you know, cost of living increases. So it's reasonable to do that with consultants too.
And I didn't have a chance to pull last year's, but we have an idea of the average rate increase per hour. I know in the past we've been anywhere from about 2 up to 6%, depending on the category.
Yeah, I didn't do the math myself when I asked Brad, and I think I phrased it as it was around 3%, and I think he said it was actually a little less than that. So I can do the math before city council, send it out via email.
And I know that'll vary depending on the category. Yep. Sometimes they're a little higher or lower. Now, does this affect the current contract that was just in Public Works last night, or because those rates were under the 2018? I know this is dated as of January 1st, but the rates were under the 2018. I may be wrong.
If I remember correctly, the intent of this is to have it be effective actually May 1st, so we do it by fiscal year and have in the past.
So that budget that we're going to approve, or the contract will approve, from last night.
Correct.
Will be under the prior rates until the billing cycle changes.
And I believe that that's the way it works. Even though you approve the contract, the rates can change depending on your overarching rate schedule approval. So okay. I don't know that I've ever tracked that in a contract.
So
either. Because I just know that the rate schedule is dated January 1st, but our term is with budget.
Correct.
I just want to make sure that that's the cycle that's through.
So the contract is being discussed in Public Works? I guess I'm confused.
No, their contract renews basically until we terminate it.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so it's not, the contract itself isn't set to discuss. Chris was referencing.
It's a project.
Yeah.
Contract for a project.
It was the Church Street Sewer Main Road to Better Roads.
And that has the same rates.
Okay. I was just wondering, so what is their terms on?
I want to say it's $240,000 annually, so however many that hours gets you. And that's like the base level contract.
Do we have them like contracted out for like 5 years or?
I think it's an auto renewal of a year, but it's got like a termination clause of, I think it's a day actually. I think it's like 30 days or something. It was a very city flexible contract from what I can recall. So.
Any other questions or comments? Could this go to consent, or?
It can, and I believe it has in the past.
Yeah. Everybody okay with that?
We're good with that.
All right. That brings us to old business number one, police department staffing.
Yeah, I included just the budget excerpt on police department staffing, so we could talk about that. I know that the request last month was to talk about the individual officer overtime spreadsheet and then the aggregate one that's split between topic and trying to combine those two. We are moving towards that. We've been a little busy in the last month, so we haven't
not dealing with something that this guy prepares heavily.
Yeah, that's been one issue, yes. So we're working towards it. It's just not ready for this meeting. And I just wanted to make sure there isn't an internal use for that document. The way they track it separately meets a couple different things that they talk about. So it would just be for committee review. And as long as everybody is okay with that, we're happy to do it.
Because I know in that budget, or in that discussion last month, it was discussed that the overtime hours didn't validate an additional employee.
Correct.
And I know the intent that we've always wanted is to put another person on each patrol rotation.
Yeah.
You know, going from 3 to 4.
Sure.
And granted, it may not, the means of hours may not justify it.
Right.
But the means of flexibility in providing the services of community policing, those types of things, that's why we want to do it.
Yep.
And that's where we want to, I want to make sure that, first of all, we weren't burning out officers with our current numbers and because they only have 3, what are they really doing? How much time are they coming in? Because we have to count all the time, whether they're going to court, whatever. I mean, there are various reasons. So. Okay.
Yep.
But we'll have that maybe next year. Look, or next year.
Next month.
Next month.
Yeah, it's on the schedule again for review. So.
Delve into that still.
Mm-hmm.
Got any other questions or comments, Jason?
Nope. I think we've talked about this in the past.
Yeah. All right. Alright, so we'll bring that back. Any additional business?
No, I'm good.
Nope.
Pretty straightforward.
Cool. I will adjourn the meeting then.